Kof Aleph Adar, Sunday the 19th of March, Dying David Con, Whiskey and Sherry, Part 2. This week's tow away has been sponsored by Family Mondra, Lil Nishmas, Avihem Harav, Reb Chaim Aaron, Ben Reb Shmuel, Zeche Levrocha.
Morning, just to recap, this is part two, where we left off last time. So what we had was, we saw that there's an Igros Moshe Tshuva from Rav Moshe, who is Matir, blended whiskey. And blended whiskey in America doesn't mean what blended whiskey means here. Blended whiskey in America means they pour wine into the whiskey, literally into the whiskey. He was Makel because there's a special din, which we spent time looking at last time, was that wine and water, there's a special din that is bottle, 1 in 6. 1 in 6 wine and water is explicit. That is how the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara. And therefore, that is a kula that seems to be agreed by all the poskim, certainly the machlokes Rishonim, but all the poskim seem to go that way, that wine and water is a special kula. It's a kula of Yain Nesach, Stam Yenon Sekula, but 1 in 6 is enough, and the Svara, the explanation, the Ram, says in Avodah Zarah, the reason is because the water spoils the wine. Up till 1 in 6, it's an acceptable dilution, but after more than that, it's already too much, and the wine is spoiled. That's what it is, it spoils the wine. In fact, he says more. He says that the water spoils the wine, and the wine, because it's so dilute, it actually tastes ghastly in the water, and therefore both the wine and the water become mutter, and therefore there's no problem at all. That is agreed to. Therefore, Igros Moshe says, we paskin, therefore he says that even though they are allowed to add up to 2.5%, it's perfectly mutter. Now, very interesting, Igros Moshe says, there is a bit of a discussion, and this is, in my sense, paskin in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a discussion about this 1 in 6, whether it only applies to wine and water, or wine and shor mashkim, other liquids. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Sivan Kuf Yud Dalet, Sif Dalet, Kol Eilu Amashkim, V'chein HaChemetz Shal Sheikha, similarly, if you're talking about vinegar of Sheikha, of beer, Osa liknoisu mehem, you can't buy these liquids from non-Jews, im demeh mikorin midmeh hayayin, if wine is cheaper. They are more expensive than wine, if wine is cheaper, sh'onu choshim, because there's an incentive, and therefore we suspect, shemo irei ben yayin, maybe they've adulterated the, let's take something that's more expensive than wine, they've adulterated the whiskey and they've added wine, and therefore you're not allowed to, because we're worried. Ad she'ein shishim levakle, as until you haven't got 60, says the Ramah. The Taz says, why 60? It should be 1 in 6. And therefore the Ramah, that the Taz says, this is wrong. We paskin 1 in 6, so he disagrees with the Ramah. Along comes the Shachin, the Rekudas HaKesim, he says, no, we're not talking about water and wine, we're talking about water and other liquids. And in fact, wine and other liquids, he says, no, Mashein Kein, he says, Beshor Mashkim, it enhances it. And the truth is, in Sivan Kuf Lamed Dalet, the Shach says, Dafke Yayin Nesach B'mayim, explicitly, Avo B'yayin, but if it's wine, Oy B'tavshil, or you pour wine into a dish, shemashpichoi, that is going to enhance it, vaday osa, it's osa al shishim. So quite clearly, only in water and nothing else, and the Taz disagrees. That is a big machloike shachan. Taz, how do we paskin? So the answer is, both the Chochmas Odom, the Pri Chodosh, and the Mogin Avram, paskin, like the Taz, not like the Shach. Explicitly like the Taz, not like the Shach. So does Rav Moshe, like the Taz, not like the Shach. So does Dain Weiss, like the Taz, not like the Shach. We paskin, but 1 in 6 applies to Shor Mashkim as well. When I say we paskin, that's an incredibly formidable list of those who paskin this way. Neither Rav Moshe nor Dain Weiss are choshish for the Shach at all. And therefore 1 in 6 seems to be absolutely, that is the case. And 1 in 6 is okay. The trouble is that the wine barrels, I think you want to listen to this. Get this whole thing, let's get the whole piece.
What are the parts? 1 part wine to 6 parts whiskey? Or the other way around?
Other way around. Unless you've had too much whiskey.
Six parts whiskey.
No, so one, again, 6 parts whiskey to 1 part wine, right, then it starts to being a problem. But if you've got more whiskey than that, slightly more whiskey, then you're okay. If there's not a sixth wine in the whiskey, then you're okay. If there's not a sixth of wine in the whiskey. So the thing is, the trouble is, that although the Shiloh of Ramesha seems much worse, because they're actually adding wine to the whiskey, the truth of the matter is the sherry cask whiskey Shiloh is more chomor, because the volume, and we mentioned this last time, the volume of the barrel is incredible, that the amount of whiskey inside a standard barrel, you do not have 6 times as much whiskey in the barrel as the total volume of the barrel itself. And since one has to assume, and this is something in Kashrus that is absolutely taken for granted, and since we don't know how much absorption there is, we have to assume that the entire volume of the kli, in this case the cask, is fully absorbed with sherry. Therefore, we have to take the volume of the cask, and the volume of the cask is more than a sixth of its contents. And that's something that Dain Weiss, who discusses the Shaila, takes it for granted that you do have 6 times as much whiskey as the volume of the barrel, and he moves on from then. And therefore he says, we passed him at the Tazan, therefore it should be alright. But he doesn't, what Dain Weiss does not occur to him, which is eminently excusable, because this is somebody who has thought this up, who has a profound knowledge of what barrels they're using, and you have to also be a bit of a mathematician to this occur to you that this is the way it is, that this will come to it. But Dain Weiss, let's concentrate, Dain Weiss comes out Lukula with the sherry casks, for the simple reason, although he writes that the connoisseurs, the experts, are saying that the reason why they use the sherry casks is because it enhances the taste. But Dain Weiss says that none of the connoisseurs, and this is absolutely spot on, that none of the connoisseurs, none of the whiskey masters, whatever they call themselves, none of them claim that they're using the sherry casks because they want the taste of the wine in the whiskey. And nobody claims that the finished product tastes of wine. None of them claim that it tastes of wine. Says Dain Weiss, therefore, this is an avida l'taima midrabbanan, because you can't actually taste the wine, you can just taste the effect of the wine. The effect of the wine is what you can taste. In other words, there's no question about it, a sherry cask matured whiskey tastes different to a whiskey which is matured in bourbon casks, for example, and the people who, you don't have to be a great mumcha to taste the difference, but you cannot taste the wine. Says Dain Weiss, that is an avida de taima, which is a din drabonon, an avida de taima a drabonon the most, he says, and since what is maturing the whiskey, what is giving the whiskey its taste, is a combination of the barrel itself, the type of oak, and the way it is, the French oak, the American oak, the this, the that, or the other, and the sherry, it's zev ze goyrim, and in a din of avida l'taima drabonon, says Dain Weiss, you can be mekel. So he comes at the end, but he says it should be mutter. But he doesn't. His whole basis of the heter is that you've got 6 times as much whiskey as sherry cask. And the truth of the matter is, you haven't. But there's still other reasons to be mekel, and that is that there are other types of other machloikasin. There's a machloikas between the Rashba on the one hand and the Rambam and the Rimi Gash on the other, whether something which is bottle in quantity, so there is a bittle in the quantity, yet it's still avida l'taima, there is still a taste given. Are we worried once you've reached the limit of the bittle limit, do I have to worry any more about our vidal timer that I put it in there to give flavour? That's a big machlokas. The Rashba says yes, the Rambam and the Rimigash say no, and the Noidi Buddha says you can rely on the Rambam and the Rimigash, he paskins like that. So we have one sniff to the Hokel. There's another one, which is, this is only Blias. They're only talking about Blias. Do you say Avida Latimer about Blias or only about some Issa, which is Be'en, real Issa that you put in? That's a machlokus between the Prima Godim and the Beis Shlomo. And again, there's reason to be makel. So there's quite a few tsirufim. And I must add and say that if the whiskey is not cask strength, which we mentioned last time, then you do get to 1/6. Because you dilute it. Cask strength is about 60, and it's bottled at about 40. And that's what we said, it becomes bottle in the bottle, because they have, what they've done is they've added a third, half as much again water, and that makes all the difference. That's point number one. Point number two, if it's a blended whiskey, then, wait, two types of blended whiskey. Either there's a whole lot of blends from different types, you've certainly got 1/6, and even if it isn't, some of them will take whiskies, they will do half of it in a bourbon cask, half of it in a sherry cask, and then they'll mix them together. So it's a blend of, not really blended whiskey, but it's a blend of its own whiskey in different things. Then again, you've easily got 1/6, and therefore there's no problem. There's another issue. There's another issue, very important, and that is, how much of the sherry is really absorbed in the barrel? There's a machlokas in Siman Kuf Hay, the Siman Kuf Hay Sif Aleph. There's din, because if you boil the sherry in a pot or in a cask, there's no question about it. The halacha says you have to assume it goes right through. But this is only a din in Kovush Kumavushal. Kovush Kumavushal, if you have a look at Siman Kuf Hay, and that is taught in Yeridale, it's talking about that Kovush Kumavushal, the Taz holds that it only goes in Kadei Klippa. Although Kovush, leaving it there for more than 24 hours, is Kermavushel, but that Chof is all important. It's not Mamash Mavushel, and the Taz therefore says that it only goes in Kadei Klippa. In fact, there's a big machlokas with Shenim, big machlokas between the Issa Veheta and the Rashba. The Rashba says it goes in completely, the Issa Veheta only says Kadei Klippa. The Taz Paskins like the Issa Veheta, that it's only Kadei Klippa. And the Shach Paskins like the Rashba, Kadei Kulei. So you have again a machlokas between the two of them. So the Taz is makel on two accounts, 1/6, not 1/60, and he's only having Kadei Klippa. The Shach is machme on both accounts, that he wants 60, and he also wants to have Kadei Kulei. So therefore you have that, but we're paskining the Taz. So we're paskining the Taz, we've got the Taz on two accounts, and again there's great support from the Taz, there's Kadei Klippa and Kovush Kumvushal, that you've only got Kadei Klippa, in which case you've got 1/60, never mind 1/6, easily, because Kadei Klippa is Kadei Klippa Sashum, it's the thickness of a garlic skin, the outer garlic skin, incredibly wafer thin, it's incredibly, incredibly thin, and therefore you're going to avoid the whole problem of the thickness of the thing. And therefore,
it's wood, it's not metal, that's the difference.
It's still, the din is the same. The halacha is the same. The halacha is the same, it makes no difference to it. You can claim that metal should be less, but the halacha refers to wood and even kli cheres, earthenware. That's the din. It goes in kadei klippa and it only comes out kadei klippa. That's all, and that's the din. So we've got things to put together, but there's a huge kula. There's a huge mako to be makel, which Dain Weiss mentions en passant. He mentions it in passing, and he says you can't use it, and doesn't explain himself why. And who am I to disagree? But it's an explicit Gemara that this is mutter, that whiskey made in wine barrels is mutter. An explicit Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Gimel, explicit Gemara, explicit Shach and Taz, and Pesachei Tshuva that brings in Noda B'Yehuda. The Gemara says the following, Tonu Rabbonu, Kam Kanim Shleiv Dekechovim, if you've got jugs of non-Jews, Chadoshim, if they're new, or Gerudim, or they've been scraped out, which also sounds as if it's scraping helps, because only Kadei Klippa, that's an indication that Kadei Klippa might be enough, but they've been scraped out, Mutarim, perfectly all right. You can use them for our beverages. There's no issa. Yeshanim, but if they've been used already. Umazufofim, or they've been covered with they've been lined. Asurim, that's forbidden. Oved kechavim, no sein lesocho yayim. If the guys put wine into it, Yisrael, noisen lesochom mayim, then we can store water in them. But Oved kechavim, noisen lesochom yayim, if he's put wine into them, Yisrael, noisen lesochom tzir umurayas, that he can put into, he can put brine and fish juice, he can put these things into it, and he doesn't have to worry, but not wine. So if the guys used it for wine, we can't use it for wine. But if they've used it for wine, we can use it for water. What about shalmashkin? Explicit Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph. So Sif Aleph says the dinner we just seen. Kol hakelim asur machmas yayin shelo vikachovim sheichnis ben Yisrael yayin kodim shechshiram. Then it's osa. If you put your wine into the goy's barrel before you've kashered it, then your wine becomes osa. But he says v'mahoyo b'yayin meuruv. He says, but he says, if there was water in there. Ve'im u'kli she'ein machnis elakiyon. Let's not go for that. Ve'im hoyo b'yayin ma'urov kitoin shel mayim. Then im yesh b'mayim shisho pa'omim. Again, Shulchan Aruch is saying shisho pa'omim. Six times. Keneged klipa sakankan. Explicit. Only the klipa Shulchan Aruch is saying of the kankan. Muta filu b'shesio. That's perfectly all right. So Shulchan Aruch is having one in six, but we're talking about water, so everyone agrees to that. And he's having klipa as well. The Shach here disagrees with Shulchan Aruch and tries to explain Shulchan Aruch in a particular oifel, but the pashtas in Shulchan Aruch is like the Taz, that they klipo is good enough. Now, when it comes to Sif Dalet says, Kelim ho asuri machmas yayin shlevi kachovim, this is it. This is the Sif. He says, if you've got Kelim, which is forbidden, because it's had non-kosher wine in, muta litei l'seichom shal bein mayim bein sheicho. You're allowed to, and this is based on the Rishonim, who say this water is just an example, but Sheikh will be the same. You can store in them, l'chatzchila, whether you can choose both water, or you can have Sheikh, which is beer. Bein shor mashkim, or any other liquid, u'bilvad shi'atiach batchila lichluche hayayin shal p'riyat kelim. Just wash down the barrel. V'chein muta limloach bohem, you could use them even for pickling. There's no issue at all. Why is it muta? How can it be mutter to use a wine barrel for our sheikho, for our beer, or for our yash, or for our whiskey? Why is it mutter? So the Taz says, nearly poshut, afilu imam mashkim nishtoim shom be'is leis. Even if they're left there, it's cold, remember. So if it's cold, what's the problem? He says, no, even if they've been there for 24 hours, the din is kovash kum b'vushon. Why is it mutter? Kivan shehayayin poigem oisom. The wine absorbed in the barrel spoils the mashkim, spoils the sheicha, spoils the mayim, spoils the juice, whatever you're putting in there. even though normally you need is forbidden. Shani hocha de nivla b'tzeinein. One, here it's only cold. The other reason is, number two is, shehekelu, he says, that's what we find. Number two is, he says, yai nesach hekelu, and we're talking about stam yenon. That's what he talks about, yai nesach hekelu, and here we're talking about stam yenon, and therefore he says, you can be maker with it. It's cold, and it's only stam yenon, and therefore he says, you can be maker with it. That's the Taz. We'll come to it. Very good. We'll come to it. So the taina is that the Taz wouldn't agree to this in this case because it may spoil the beer, supposedly. But they're putting it in cherry casks specifically to enhance the whiskey. So you can't say it's pogim. You can't say that the wine is being pogim, the sheicha. You can't tie to that. It's like this. I'm going to come back to that and address this. But number one thing to remember is the Taz holds that one in six is enough. The Taz also holds you only have kadeh klipa. So it's bottle. So maybe the issa is only mitzad ein vatn issa l'chatchila.
What about the person who's got the wine in the barrel?
of whether I can use this barrel. But if I'm buying whiskey from the Goyim and they've chosen to do it in sherry cask, nothing to do with me, I'm interested in buying whiskey. They've chosen to use sherry cask for the purpose. Do I have to worry? Is that considered my vatn isl chatchila? There is a rikilega about it if it's meant for the market, if that's considered lachatchila, if that's for me, etc., etc. But the Taz is only worried about im vatn isl chatchila. I will address what you're saying about the Taz being pagan. I still think the truth is that the wine spoils the whiskey. What I'm saying is the following. Nobody wants to have the taste of wine in the whiskey. If you have the taste of wine in the whiskey, the experts all say, per echod, that if it tastes of wine, it tastes of sherry, port, whatever you've got, it's spoiled. The whiskey is ruined. What they reason why they're adding, in why they are adding the wine to the whiskey in the case of an American whiskey, or they're maturing it in sherry casks in England, which I'm sure nowadays is because they dearly love to add wine to the whiskey, but they're not allowed. But they want is that they want the catalytic effect of the wine that matures the whiskey and brings out the flavour of the whiskey. But nobody wants the flavour. No one wants to taste the wine. The purpose of the wine was, the sherry cask was initially to eliminate the non-desirable woody elements of the cask, but there's also an enhancement aspect, an effect of the wine, that it helps over the years of maturation, it helps the whiskey mature to produce a particular, to come to a particular flavour as it is.
Wouldn't that be a problem of
the marmit?
Like,
it's not a marmit. Marmit is that it wouldn't be whiskey without it. Of course it would be whiskey without it.
No, but it gives it a
different flavour. But it's not because the wine, you couldn't simulate that by when the whiskey is ready to be had, is in the bottle, to add a little bit of whatever you're adding. You couldn't add wine at that stage. It's only because it has matured through the combination of the particular oak that they're using and the wine that is absorbed in it. The combination, it enhances. Marmit is not at all. Marmit is
the taste of the cake. Or you want the.
No, but marmit is, it makes it into the cheese. It makes it from milk into cheese. That's marmit. You make it into a different entity. This is not making it into something different. This is a catalyst in the maturation process of the whiskey. It's a different thought. It would be whiskey without the wine. It can make very nice whiskey without the wine. It's just that it's got a different taste, they say. Allow me just a moment to think. The Shach, who is the big Machmir, comes out here with an incredible kula. And the Shach says the following: why is the Gemara, how do you explain the Gemara? Why are you allowed to use wine, non-kosher wine barrels for our mashkim? Why are you allowed to use it? He says at this, V'oid, he says, D'mashma midivri ha'tov v'shulchan aruch, d'afilu noisim b'em sheicho, v'hamashkim zaman rav, they're there for a very long time, v'adai kol hamashkim mevatlim tam hayayin habolua b'doifnei akli. What happens is that the sheicho spoils the wine. It goes the other way round, he says, and therefore yayin sheniklash tamoy b'shar mashkim is not considered wine. So it loses its din yayin. If you take wine and you mix other things to it, you spoil the wine to the extent, this is a special kula of sam yenon, to the extent that, normally if you have an issa and you add heta to it, even if you spoil it, the guf or issa remains. Here, the Shach is saying that wine is so sensitive that if you add something to it which is going to be pagan, which is going to spoil it, it loses its din of wine, and it loses the issa that it had. And therefore, the Shach says, that's his explanation, and that certainly applies over here. You've got a bit of wine, you've got wine absorbed in the barrel, you may even have a little bit of wine left at the bottom of the barrel that they didn't wash out. But nonetheless, we lechatchila for sure have to wash it out, because otherwise, mvatl is lechatchila. But they I'm told, are purposely leaving a bit there because they're not allowed to, because they haven't got real sherry casks anymore nowadays, because the sherry is not allowed to come over from Spain in wooden barrels. It's got to come over in metal barrels. So they're trying their best to simulate it. So they leave a bit of cheat and they leave a bit of wine at the bottom of the barrel. But what they leave at the bottom of the barrel is certainly less than 1 in 6 and almost certainly less than 1 in 60. And the Shach says it spoils, the Sheikha spoils the wine. It's mefurish in the Shach. So we have the Maskona. According to the Taz, you've got way more than 1 in 60. You only need 1 in 6 because it's only Kadei Klippa. And you've got only Kadei Klippa, and he says 1 in 6 is enough. According to the Shach, we need 1 in 60, but he says that the Sheikha is spoiling the wine, and therefore that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And along comes the Noi de Yehuda, is brought in the Pesachei Tshuva. He says, here, Shenishal b'yoyva shebishlu bo yayin yash, shel stam yenon, they used a barrel, a pot of stam yenon to boil up yash. This is the question, are you allowed to? And he answers and he says, the chatchila vaday osa, he says, why? The ein lil moed heta, etc. He says, but he says, afilu yash muta litein de kli yayin, de chol ze im nivla betzoinein. He says, it's only osa if you've boiled it. If you boiled it on there, then it's going to be osa. But if it hasn't been boiled, but instead it was just put there, it was put there with seining, the Noi de Yehuda says in exactly this case, talking about wine barrels, that it's perfectly mutter and there's no issa whatsoever, because once it's betzeinein, it should be mutter altogether. And therefore, the maskana from here, it seems absolutely clear that it's mutter, both according to the Shach and according to the Taz. With the Taz, you don't need to come to my Londas, because this is what the experts have told me about it. Explicitly, if the whiskey tastes of wine, if you can taste the wine in the whiskey is spoilt. You don't want that. It literally, the wine spoils the whiskey. Anybody who knows something about whiskey, I've asked countless people, tell me that is absolutely true. It's just that the whiskey tastes different when it's been matured in a sherry cask, and people can tell you whether it's sherry, whether it's port, whether it's rum, whether it was whatever has been in there, they can tell the difference, but not because they can identify the wine in the whiskey, but because they know by now how the whiskey tastes when it's been matured in sherry, in port, in rum, in whatever it is, they know that difference between them. But it's an explicit Gemara, explicit Shulchan Aruch, explicit Shach and Taz and Noi Yehuda, that it's perfectly mutter. The only thing you can say, and I've been told, is that they are cheating a bit, and they don't want anyone to know about it. But there's no reason why I shouldn't say this on air. But they are apparently, they do leave, and I've been told this by one of the people who went to the place there to see it, and they leave a good few litres of wine in the bottom of the whiskey barrel. And I've read about it as well, that they're doing this, and it seems the authority are turning a blind eye. The authorities are turning a blind eye to it. But we're talking about something like a barrel of 500 litres, so there may be that they are leaving something like 7-8 litres of wine over there. Because the purpose that they're putting it in is not in order to give flavour, wine flavour to the whiskey. The reason why they're doing it is as a catalyst to make up, because they can't use, they haven't got proper sherry casks anymore. To leave some of them do try to make their own sherry casks, but they can't do it, so they try and steam the sherry in, and they try and do all types of things to try and simulate it. And in the course of it, all they can do is that they pour all the sherry out and they don't wait for it to drip. So you've got a large barrel, you'll end up with quite a bit collecting at the bottom. So that's what you're talking about. They leave it there, but not for the taste, but for the, because it changes the taste and enhances it. That seems to be the emes. But if you ask a kashrus organization, could you give a hechsher to something where they are purposely leaving a residue of sherry at the bottom of the barrel, understandably, you can't give a hechsher to it. But the halacha is, and that's why we've been using it, the halacha is that this thing is mutter. They don't want to. Let me just give you an example. I've written down here. Yeah, I've got no agenda. I don't sell whiskey, by the way, so I've got no whiskey over here. But just let me read out. I wrote down very late last night. I wrote down some of the things they're saying about whiskeys. I'd like you to tell me which of the whiskeys is the sherry whiskey, and which the sherry is the one using for sherry cask, and which is the one that it isn't. So they tell you like this. I'm going to read them out, and by all means tell me. Number one. I want to tell you what it is, yes? The colour, bright and lively gold. Nose, full and bursting with ripe fruity pear and soft fudge aromas. Palate, fruity pear flavours with a spicy orange and marmalade tang. Finish, marzipan and fresh hazelnuts. I mean, you know, there's none of this in whiskey at all. This is halomus, right? There's never no hoyo of nivro. Okay, number two. Its colour is rich straw. The nose is complex with a hint of fruit and vanilla. I mean, this is beggar's belief. Palate, medium, balanced with fruit, oak and spice. Lingering with dried fruit, oak and spice. And the last one I'm going to read out is, colour is bright gold. Nose, a fresh summer-like medley of floral and sweet spice aromas enhanced by gentle notes of toasted oak. And the palate is smooth and silky with the sweetness of soft fruits and honeyed flowers. I mean, they're away with the fairies. They've had drunk a lot of it before they wrote this. A finish, a dry oak finish of considerable length with notes of ginger and hazelnuts. Now, those are three. Which one is the one? Are there any which one? Then? Sorry? The second one is?
Sherry.
Second one is sherry, and the first one is? And the third one is?
Sherry.
So I'll tell you, you scored rather poorly. The first two are sherry casks, and the third one isn't. The third one isn't, but they're all telling you the same nonsense. And they're telling you about, some of them tell you about toasted apples and hazelnuts and chocolates and this thing. It's all halonus, it's all the whole thing. Maybe that's what they think it tastes of. I don't know how much they've had before they wrote this. But all I can tell you is, nobody's saying that it tastes of wine. Have you noticed? Nobody's saying there's a winey taste. This gives, but they're all publicising in the thing they're saying. That this is sherry cask. On the adverts, they tell you it's been done in sherry cask, but on the taste, nobody is saying this has a distinct, splendid sherry from this and this place and thing, or port or the other. Nobody's telling you it's got a wine taste to it at all, and there's no difference in the description between the two. Therefore, mikhadin is certainly mutter. Anyone who wishes to be machmir and keep away from the sherry cask because they're worried about it, absolute kodesh yoyim aloik zum to hate, but the din is an explicit gemara in daf lam gimel in avodah zara and shulchan aruch kuf lamed zayin sif dalet agreed to by all the poskim.